Some people confess to clear their conscience. Others just want to be heard. This one's hard to talk about, not because it was dramatic or messy or anything like that, but because it still eats at me, and I've never told anyone. Not a soul. I've been married for over 15 years. We've got 3 kids, a good house, a good life. My wife, she's a great person, a great mother. We're solid. People even say we're that perfect couple, and for the most part, I think they're right. But a few years ago, I did something I still can't believe. Not because I planned it, not because I wanted to hurt her, just, I don't even know why exactly. I was just empty in a way I didn't know how to explain. At the time, things were good, but the intimacy had faded. We were exhausted. Work, kids, everything. It felt like we were always on autopilot. Partners, but not lovers. And I missed her. Not just physically, but emotionally. She was always too tired. I didn't want to push her. I didn't want to complain. So I kept it all in. And one night I cracked. I booked an escort. No build-up, no fantasy. Just a stupid, fast decision I made while sitting in the car alone after work. And then I did it. I went through with it. It was quick. Awkward. Honestly, not even satisfying. I felt sick on the drive home. Like I'd killed something I couldn't get back. I still loved my wife. I still do. And that's the worst part. She has no idea. She never found out. I never saw the woman again. Never did anything like that again. But every now and then, when I look at her, when I see my kids laughing, I feel it. That moment. That night. Like a bruise under the surface. I think about telling her sometimes. But what would it fix? It wouldn't make her feel better. It wouldn't change what happened. It would just break something we spent years building, something the kids rely on. So I carry it. And I probably always will. This is the only time I've ever said it out loud, and I guess this is the closest I'll ever get to letting it go. I never planned to lie, especially not about something this serious. But once it started, I didn't know how to stop. And by the time I realized how deep I was in, it was already too late. I was seeing this guy. Not long, maybe a couple months. He was sweet, kind, a little intense. Honestly, I wasn't even sure I liked him that much, but he treated me better than most guys ever had. And then, I thought I was pregnant. I freaked out. I didn't even take a test before I told him. I just blurted it out during an argument. I said, "I think I'm pregnant." It wasn't planned. I didn't even mean it to land that hard. But it did. He went silent for a second. And then he smiled. Like it was the best thing he'd ever heard. He hugged me. Called me mama. Started saying things like, "This is going to be our fresh start." And I just panicked. I smiled and nodded because I didn't want to hurt him. From that moment on, everything changed. He started texting every morning, brought me vitamins, talked about baby names. He even offered to move in to help with bills. He was all in, and I was sinking. I took the test a few days later. Negative. I checked again a few days after that. Still negative. At that point, I could have told him the truth, but I didn't. I told myself I would. After the weekend. After his birthday. After things settled down. But things never settled down. He brought home baby clothes. A stuffed animal. He said he was picking up shifts at work so he could build a nest egg. Every time I looked at him, I felt sick. Because this wasn't just a white lie anymore. It was a full-on story I was dragging him through. So I did the only thing I could think of to end it. I told him I'd lost the baby, a miscarriage, early. Nothing to worry about. He didn't say anything for a long time. Then he cried, said he still loved me, said he was here for me. I told him I needed space. He gave it to me. That was a year ago. He still texts now and then. I haven't responded in months. And the worst part, sometimes I miss him, not because I want him back, but because he really did care, and I ruined that.